This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kim Worthy talking about this case. 248-539-9797. Big old tub of pretzels today at 1235 to lighten the mood somewhat. Back to your phone calls. We got a Mo in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hello, Mo.
What's up, fellas? How's it going? I just want to play off of some of the callers a little bit and see what you guys think. So I think we trade J-Mo for this, and then we trade Kang for letting this topic go on for so long. Then we trade Doug for mentioning the palm pants dance on air. Then we trade Dan Campbell for threatening to bite people's kneecaps. And then we do what we get back. I'll jump off and let you guys respond.
What? Wilson in Detroit, you're next. Hi, Wilson.
Yes. I feel we should just keep J-Mo. He didn't do nothing serious. But you know what? Our fan base is kind of hypocritical because how many times have we heard, if there was a defensive end out there, gave you 12 sacks a year, but he had some issues. These same fans that want to get rid of J-Mo will be telling us to get this guy. We can't have all choir boys winning here. We got to have somebody with issues. I mean, it's always flip-flat.
I don't know that that's true, Wilson, because I think people have really grown to respect that this organization does a heck of a job vetting to try and keep the nonsense out of the locker room. I'm not sure that the fan base would accept anybody, and some might. But I know we've talked about it quite a bit, that there is a high level of vetting that takes place, Wilson, that seems to have helped change a culture that had gotten in the way of winning for years.
Yeah, but Stephon Diggs, he's a culture killer. J-Mo, he does in that at Allen Park in that stadium. I mean, he does. He's a team player. I mean, do you think Stephon Diggs would be blocking downfield?
Yeah, I don't know. I probably know. That's one thing, but. But the one thing we do know about J-Mo is some of J-Mo's behaviors have kept him off the field. He might be well-liked in the locker room. In fact, I think he is. But some of his behaviors have kept him off the field.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the issue.
But you know what? I've seen coworkers who might just have a bad stretch. They might have three suspensions within a month's time, but for the next 18 years, they're model citizens.
Well, what I hope here is that is an example of a young person that's being careless and not being, you know, a responsible adult. That's what I hope, because at 23, I think that there were probably a lot of loose ends in my life too. And I know I made bad decisions, nothing particularly consequential, but things that I have regrets about, sure. And that's what I hope this is. I love these stories of redemption when people grow up and mature.
Well, and I think this is a learning thing, right? Like, hey, I went and got the gun registered. That's the right, okay, but you have to follow through. There's more. If you're going to carry it, you need the CPL license. So go do that part. And he didn't fulfill it. You can gamble. Go ahead and gamble. That's fine. But there are rules. You need to know what the rules are with the league so you don't get suspended. You can take vitamins and supplements, but you have to know what's banned. And we still don't know what really went on there with the NFL and that situation. But if he took something that was banned, you have to know. And you can't do that.
Kevin in Livonia. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because my family tells me as I'm getting older, I'm getting pretty grouchy. So, you know, we've got a pretty elite team now. This is not the same old Lions. And I think the team and the management need to set the precedent here that if you're a knucklehead, you're not going to play for us. You know, multiple offenses and different things like that, but we're not going to tolerate offenses. And I'm not an Arnold fan either. I don't know how many yards he gave up in penalties the first few games. And I kind of think we should get rid of those liabilities because we got the best chance today of winning a Super Bowl.
This is turning to Terry and Arnold.
Did you just say get rid of Terry and Arnold?
No. After the first three games of him committing, I don't know how many penalties it was, defense, right?
Yeah.
Number zero?
Yeah, we were.
He had a rough few games. It seemed like he was committing penalties every other play. But he does seem to have settled down a little bit. But things like this, just they can't be tolerated. You know, if you're going to come to Detroit, you're going to be a good guy. You're going to play by the rules. And I just think there needs to be a precedent set here.
So you're telling me you'd get rid of him right now?
I would.
Jameson Williams, you just drop him.
We're heading to the Super Bowl. We don't need distractions like that.
He hasn't been a distraction.
I don't know if he's been a distraction. He's just been unavailable.
Well, distraction meaning he's not been on the field, and that's not the culture there.
I agree it's not the culture, and I agree that that's a problem not being on the field. Just out of curiosity, what does this have to do with Terry and Arnold?
Well, I was just in the beginning of the season, he was committing a lot of penalties, and I'm thinking to myself, get this knucklehead off the field. Until he can figure out how to, you know, block somebody without grabbing onto him. But I was just kind of making a reference that, you know, when we have problems with players, I think it's important to deal with it and make sure that we set the tone.
I've seen no tie between this and Terry on Arnold struggles with penalties.
There's none. But if you're going to bring up Terry and Arnold, then wouldn't that be the example of sticking with a guy that was having issues to start the season on the field with all the penalities he was taking?
His struggles were completely on the field.
It's okay. We still believe him. We still believe we're going to keep playing him. His point is he wanted to send a message and sit him on the bench so he can learn that you can't do that. And the Lions said, that's not how we do things. You're still out there. We're putting you on the best receivers. We want you to get better. This is baptism by fire. And he's been really good the last few weeks. So I actually think that's an example where you stick with the guy. I'm going to stick with Jameson Williams until otherwise noted. You know, I don't think what's happened is leading me to go down that track of say, got to get rid of him.
And got to get rid of Terry and Arnold.
Terry and Arnold.
He seems to have a quick trigger finger, like, hey, you're not good on the field, you're not good off the field, like, get out of here, right?
And like, we've got precedence of what a good Lions team looks like. You know.
I think the people that the trade Jameson Williams crowd, like, for anything, we don't need him, we're going to the Super Bowl, don't realize he's part of the reason why you might be going to the Super Bowl. Yep. He's part of the reason why, even if he doesn't have any catches, that the defenses have to respect him going over the top and underneath routes are open. Like, the development of Jameson Williams as a receiver this year is one of the reasons why the offense is so good.
He's also part of the reason why, that honestly, you might be thinking about, all right, next year a draft pick goes to a wide receiver. Could be.
But that's next year, right?
That's next year. But that's why I keep talking about it. I don't think there's any decision that's going to be made. In fact, I think it's almost laughable, like they were going to trade him or do something about him now. But they might make a decision not to pick up that contract, and they might make a decision to invest in an insurance wide receiver in the next draft. That's where it, you know, may lead to some influence on the direction of the organization. Big Old Dub Pretzels, 12:35. More your phone calls and feedback, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.